I Like America and America Likes Me. That was the title of a 1974 presentation in New York by German artist Joseph Beuys. An American artist has now used that phrase as the basis for a piece in a video show that opened last week in Berlin, but the piece was pulled at the last minute amid concern that it could be considered anti-American. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Boston-based artist Jonathan Hexner says when he was invited to create a video for a show in Berlin, he knew he wanted to pay homage to Joseph Beuys. Hexner made the name of Beuys' 1974 work the focus of his piece.
The concept of liking America for a European at this point, I think, is maybe difficult to latch on to. So knowing that and knowing America's role in the world these days, it seemed like the sentence, I like America and America likes me, would generate a lot of thought around it.
Hexner's video shows him creating a long sign that reads, I like America and America likes me. The first America is painted in the stars and stripes of the U.S. flag. The second America is red, yellow, and black, the colors of the German flag. The words are then edged with explosive charges and lit, so the sentence becomes outlined in black smoke. Hexner got some gist of a problem about a week before the exhibit started. He arrived for the opening and was told the video was too anti-American.
I mean, the irony of this situation is, you know, as an American, I really do consider this type of censorship, you know, by definition to be anti-American.
Sleek Magazine put the show together and rejects Hexner's charge of censorship. Publisher Lothar Eckstein says partly now just isn't the right time. He mentioned the Berlin Opera that was recently canceled because it showed the severed head of Muhammad.
We just felt that with all the fears about political extremism and all the fears about extremist groups reacting, it's not a wise thing to do.
Especially, he says, considering the place. The piece was to show on donated space a long screen on top of the historic Axel Springer building in Berlin's Kreuzberg neighborhood. Axel Springer is the biggest newspaper publisher in Germany. The company always challenged the communist government of former Eastern Germany and writes its principles into journalists' contracts. Those principles include support for the transatlantic partnership and solidarity in the community of Western values with the United States. Media analysts say that despite these published principles, Springer papers do criticize U.S. policy, but with respect for the company's underlying values. Sleek Magazine publisher Eckstein says the video was pulled partly due to those values, although he thinks people who can understand its complexities would find the video fascinating.
At the same time, you can look at it in a very simplistic way. You can look at it in a way that says it is anti-American, full stop, right? And the debate then goes boils down to, are we able to put somebody who explains the context next to all these 125,000 people per day that walk past it?
Few of the people driving or strolling in view of the electronic billboard seem to notice it. Other videos still in the show air periodically amid ads, mostly for Springer publications. Eckstein won't say how high within Axel Springer the discussion about the video went, but Mark Spiegler, a journalist who covers the art world and has seen the video, says the decision may reflect a familiar culture clash.
In the art world, we tend to prize, enjoy, and encourage ambiguity. Whereas in the corporate world, things which can be read in multiple ways are often looked at with distrust. Because I think so often the political world and the corporate world have a real belief in staying on message.
This fuss itself leaves ambiguity. Although one of the words that burns in the video is colored like the German flag, no one was concerned the piece might be seen as anti-German. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.